my own reaction seemed so crazy to me.
What was your reaction? We mean hearing the news about peak oil?
Learning about peak oil.
What was your own reaction?
I remember it like it was yesterday, actually. I had moved, we were putting in a new floor in our bedroom. So I was in a little room, and my husband would print out material from the internet, and he'd bring it into me, and he'd say, here, read this. And I'd read it, and I'd become increasingly like shocked and appalled. And then after I was just about finished with that, he'd bring in another piece and say, here, read this. And I was like completely overwhelmed. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. And yet I kept looking for credible, you know, skeptics that I could believe. And I couldn't find any. And so I noticed over time, I began to go through this emotional process of saying, okay, I have to collect food. I have to madly, you know, I went through what I call a salad dressing period. I bought all the salad dressing. And then, you know, a year later, I never used it because I started making my own salad dressing. But at the point, I just had to all of a sudden feel like I had to accumulate everything in order to be safe.
So you were accumulating, hoarding all this stuff,
yeah,
because the world was going to,
right?
You know, the supplies, the grocery stores.
I was expecting something dramatic to happen. Any moment, you know, this big drama was going to happen.
I sort of had that same feeling when I learned about peak oil. It's like my first thought was, we're 6 miles from town. Okay, what if we can't afford the gasoline, you know?
Yeah.
Should I be growing food? All of that kind of stuff.
And you had to do it all yesterday.
Yeah, because it's going to happen right now.
Yeah.